Welcome. This is Joanna Lindenbaum, Master Coach and CEO at Soulful Coaching, and this is your fourth training call for the Your Sacred Business program. I'm just delighted to be here with you today and to give you this material. It's one of my most favorite topics, and it's on your soul-centered marketing formula. To get us started, let's take a few moments to breathe and to connect inwards and with each other. So I invite you, wherever you are, to turn off or turn away from any distractions and to make the next few moments just for you. And begin to find the ground beneath you. And then begin to focus on your breath, inhaling and exhaling. As you inhale, feel the breath come into the body. Sense it come in and watch as you expand, as you take up more space, as you fill up with that inhale. And then as you exhale, notice the breath leaving the body and let go, release. Inhaling, opening up, expanding, taking up as much space as you need. And then exhaling and letting go. Using the breath to bring yourself fully to this moment. Using the breath to connect yourself to your body. And as you breathe in this way, I invite you now to imagine that you're a tree standing on the earth or sitting on the earth, a tree in springtime, ready to bloom and to blossom and to grow. Feel your trunk firmly planted in the earth. And feel your branches waving in the wind. And as you do so, I invite you now to notice your roots. And as this tree, notice that your roots dig deep into the earth. And with each inhale, I invite you to breathe energy in through your roots, taking it straight from the earth, breathing energy in through your roots, into your trunk, into your branches. And with each exhale, I invite you to allow that energy to settle inside of you. Breathing in and literally seeing and feeling that earth energy come into you through your roots, up into your trunk, your branches. Exhaling and letting it settle in deeply. Taking a few more breaths just like this, inhaling, pulling that energy in. Taking advantage of the great source, the earth, connecting in with the earth, feeling that energy inside of you. Exhaling, letting it really sink deep in. And together we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh. So breathing in. And then allowing your eyes to flutter open, bringing yourself fully ready for this call and to receive all of the information that we'll be covering today. Wonderful. So as I mentioned at the top of the call, our training topic today is your soul-centered marketing formula. And then along with that, learning how to create copy that is aligned for you and that will help you attract in your ideal clients. So over the course of the call today, over the course of the next 75 minutes, I'm going to be sharing with you what I think is almost like a magical formula, a magical marketing formula, if you will, that I have used in my own business for years in nearly any marketing strategy. Whether that marketing strategy is a registration page or an enrollment conversation or a presentation that I'm giving, anything, brochure, whatever it is, it's a marketing formula that you literally can apply to any marketing avenue or strategy that you are using moving forward. And it is a formula that allows you to feel really good about how you're putting yourself and your offerings and your mission out into the world. It's also a formula that will speak directly to your ideal client. It will allow you, no matter what work you do, no matter what your offerings are, no matter what your products or services are, it's a formula that it will allow you to speak directly to your ideal client and to communicate to them the value of what you do in a way that's just right for them, for that ideal client. And then once we take a look at this formula, once I share it with you and we review it, then that's going to be a perfect segue to having a bigger conversation about copy, right? Because the formula, for sure, you'll be able to adapt to copy. And then we're going to kind of take it to some copy to some new places as well. Marketing copy is something that can make or break your ideal client's interest in you and follow through with you. So you want to be paying really special attention to your copy, to what you write, and we're going to really take a close look at that today. And what I want to say is everything that we're looking at today, the formula, the copy, these are places where I've seen a lot of people struggle. You oftentimes struggle with this because maybe you know the value of your work. You know how you can help others. You know why it's so important, but you have trouble communicating that and feeling good about it. So we're really going to demystify that the whole process for you and begin today to make marketing feel really aligned for you as well as allow it to be super, super effective. And where I want to start with this is to actually just circle back for a couple of minutes to your brilliance-based system. And I want to review brilliance-based system for a couple of reasons. Number one, because I've noticed that, not for all of you, but for some of you, you didn't quite get it the first time around, and I've been really pleased to see so many more of you posting your BBSs on Ning and getting support, and things are becoming more clear. It's awesome, but I've also noticed that there's been some struggle, so I want to just really take the time together to briefly review it. the other reason why I want to take a look at it today is because, as you'll see throughout the information that I'll be sharing today, your brilliance-based system relates directly to the formula, the soul-centered marketing formula that I'm going to be teaching you. So I want to make sure that there's more clarity here so that we can just like dive really fully and easily into that marketing formula. So to review, your brilliance-based system is the process through which your offerings help your clients or your customers get from where they are right now to where they want to be. It's the process, no matter what your work is, that you take people through. And every single one of you has a process, whether you realize it or not. So your brilliance-based system is the unique way that you or your business serves and helps your clients. And what I love about the brilliance-based system is not only is it a way that allows you to clarify the process that you take your clients through, but by clarifying that process, it allows you to see even more deeply how valuable you and your work is. And it gives you concrete pieces and ways of communicating the value of your work to your ideal client. So it's the process that your brilliance-based system is the process that you most likely, that you do take clients through either unconsciously or consciously that helps them achieve the results they want. And no matter what work you do, your clients or your customers have invested in your product or your service because they want to achieve a certain result. The brilliance-based system helps you easily communicate how your soul-centered mission is at work, is at play through your offerings in order to serve your ideal client. So the best example that I can give you of a BBS is for you to just take a look, and I know Darcy posted this on Ning, but for you to take a look at my brilliance-based system for this program, for your sacred business. And my brilliance-based system for this program is basically each of the modules that we cover, right? Each of the modules that we cover are another step in my system to get each of you from where you are when you started the program to where you'd like to be in your business. So I highly recommend that if you're still having trouble with BBS, you take a look at that information that Darcy posted or look at it on my website on the registration page. I also workshopped Priscilla through her BBS on our Q&A call last week. So that's another place to look. But what I want to do right now is I want to just take you through one other example of a brilliance-based system. And the example I'll take you through is one of a health and nutrition coach. Now, again, the system I'm going to take you through is not the BBS for every health and nutrition coach out there, right? Because this is very special. Your BBS is very specialized according to what your brilliance is and what are the things that you offer through your process and your offerings in your business. But this is an example of what it could be for a health and nutrition coach. Remember, this is always going to relate back to your soul-centered vision, your soul-centered mission, and your ideal client. Your process will always be related to those three things. So, for example, a health and nutrition coach might have the following brilliance-based system. Maybe step one in their system is to take a health history of their client. And this is a very important part of the process because it gives both the coach as well as the client a real broad view of what's been going on with the client's health, you know, for the last few decades or whatever it is. They could really see what the issues are, where the struggle is, so that they know how to help. Maybe the next piece of that health coach's brilliance-based system is to assess the client's diet, to have the client walk around for a week. Everything that they write, they track what they write. That's eye-opening for the client, and then it also helps the coach begin to give recommendations to the client based on what their health history is and what their diet is. Maybe the next part of the brilliance-based system for this health coach is that their client learns about the foods that are exactly right for them and their optimal health. Maybe the next part of the system is the client learns, there is a supplement assessment that happens. And the client learns about which supplements are right for them based on their health history and their diet and then how to take them. Maybe the next piece of that brilliance-based system is for the client to learn how to eat well on the go. Maybe that's a particular brilliance of this health coach. They've struggled with eating on the go before, and they teach about that. Maybe another piece is exercise that's right for you, and maybe the last piece of this system is around accountability, because there's so many changes that are being made that the ideal client for this particular health coach needs accountability, needs tracking. Maybe for a particular health coach, part of their system is about looking at the fears of losing weight or getting healthy and what's behind that, right? So there is an example of a system. Now, does this health coach take their clients through the same exact system in the same exact order each time? Probably not. Right? Probably they start here, they do a little there. Maybe for some people exercise comes before looking at food, maybe some people after. That's okay. But what's happening in this brilliance-based system is as that health coach writes it out and gets clear on what the system is for herself, she's got easy talking points about how it is that she serves and how it is that she can really help people achieve what they want. So what I'd like for everyone to do is, if you haven't yet clarified your BBS, I want you to go back, clarify it, take it back to the drawing board. I want you to post it on Ning. And either Darcy or I will be taking a look at it and we'll be giving you pointers on it as well. Great. Okay, so from that place of BBS, now we can start to take a look at your soul-centered marketing formula. So first, I want to tell you what my definition of marketing is. And this is really important, so I want you to write this down. Marketing is about creating relationships and deep connection with your ideal client. I'm going to say that again. Marketing is about creating relationships and deep connection with your client. Now, when I say relationship and deep connection, just to be clear, that doesn't mean that you have to have a one-on-one relationship with each of your ideal clients or ideal prospects out there. Marketing can help you have a relationship with many at the same time via a presentation or a newsletter or a brochure, whatever it is. So when I say relationship and deep connection, I don't mean one-on-one, but I mean that marketing at its best allows you to connect deeply with your ideal client. Now, this is so important, especially for those of you in this program and all of my clients and the people that I teach and help in general, because I know that there's a tendency for soul-centered individuals and for individuals that view their business as sacred to feel icky yucky about marketing, and to feel like what I like to describe as a used car salesman who knows that he's selling lemons but selling it anyway when you're selling your offerings, when you're putting forward your offerings. I know I used to feel that way when I first started. And I've spoken to many, many women who feel that way as well. And so what I want to tell you is that is not what marketing is about. That's not what marketing is about. Marketing, when it's done well, isn't even about selling. It's about serving. It's about you feeling so connected in with the value of your offering, and you feeling so connected in with your soul-centered vision, however it is that you want to help change the world. And it's about you feeling so connected in with who, with wanting to help your ideal client, that you serve through your offering and through letting other people know about your offering. It's not sleazy, because you're connected into the value and you're connected in to your desire to be of service. When that happens for you, you go from that used car salesman selling a lemon feeling to wanting to do whatever it is that you can do to get the word out about your work, to follow up with prospects, to connect in again with prospects, to continue on with your newsletter, to find new places to put your brochures, to find more places to speak so that you can connect with more people, so on and so forth. So that is the core here. Any marketing strategies that we look at in this program, and we're going to be looking at a lot from a lot of different angles, at its core, it's about service. And it's about creating deep connection. So the soul-centered marketing formula is a formula that allows you to connect in with that value and with your service, your desire to be of service, as well as allows you to create that relationship and that deep connection with your prospect or with your community. And I'm going to tell you the formula, and then we're going to break it down piece by piece. So the formula is as follows. Gap plus vision plus bridge plus call to action equals results. We'll say it again. Gap plus vision plus bridge plus call to action equals results. So let's break it down. Let me tell you what each of the components of this formula are. We'll start with gap. Before I go there, I want to tell you one other thing. So part of the trick to creating relationship and deep connection with your prospects is about being willing to connect with them on the emotional level. No matter what work you do, whether it's in the emotional healing realm or it's not at all. So part of the creating the relationship is being willing to connect on an emotional level. And this is this is the most effective way that you can connect with a prospect. Let me give you an example. Think about any commercial out there that you've seen lately. At its core, the commercial is about emotion. There is an emotional connection. There's an emotional resonance there. So, for example, I'm fascinated by Apple, by Mac and Apple, and all of their ad and marketing campaigns. If you look at their marketing campaigns, they're all about creating a certain feeling, right? If you buy an iPod or if you buy an iPad or whatever it is, you're going to feel this way. You're going to feel like a young, cool hipster, right? Or I loved the campaigns when the Volkswagen Bug came out, for those of you that remember the new Bug, about 10 years ago or something like that, right? And that entire marketing campaign was, when you own a Bug, you know, it's a throwback. You're going to feel younger again. You're going to feel more free again. There was a feeling of nostalgia infused there, right? They weren't selling the parts of the car, right, or how well the windows works or the AC or whatever it is. They were selling a feeling. So I want you to remember that as well as we go through this formula. Okay, so gap. Your client's gap is what is missing for them in their lives. Your client's gap is where it is that they struggle. It's what's not working for them. You could even go so far as to say it's where their pain points are. It's where they're feeling pain, right? So, for example, if you were a massage therapist, your client's gap may literally be feeling pain in their back or feeling pain in their neck or feeling tired all the time. If you were a makeup artist, your client's gap might be that they don't feel beautiful or that they are going to do some kind of presentation in public and they don't feel professional enough in the way that they make their face up. Or their gap might be that they don't feel sexy enough. Or their gap might be that they're starting to feel really old. They see that they're aging and they feel really old, and that's why they want a makeover. So this is why, one of the reasons why we spent time at the start of the program to get clear on ideal client. The more that you understand your ideal client, the more that you can really get into their head and their heart and their soul to begin to speak to them. So no matter what marketing strategy you're using, you want to activate your prospect's gap. You want to bring them into connection with that place that they're feeling pain. And I highly recommend that you don't keep it surface. So for example, if one of your ideal client's gaps is, we can take the example of, they don't like how they look, well, I want you to go deeper than that and think, how does that make them feel? How do they feel when they don't like the way they look? When they look in the mirror and they don't like what they see, are they unhappy? Are they depressed? Are they, whatever it is, right? I want you to bring it to the emotional level, and I want you to use some of that languaging, you know, and again, for everybody, use the law of adaptation, but you want to use that as you activate the gap. The reason why this is so effective is, number one, it brings your prospect to that place of feeling their gap and really why they really need you. But the other thing that it does is that it lets your prospect know that you get them. You understand them. When they read your marketing or hear marketing from you or whatever it is, you want them to feel like, oh my gosh, she gets me. She understands me. She knows what I'm going through. Thank goodness. Right? That's creating a relationship right there. That's creating deep connection right there. Awesome. So once you activate GAP, then the next thing you want to do in this formula that you're applying to any marketing avenue, and by the way, you'll be getting worksheets on all of this, is you want to activate your ideal client's vision. So what's your ideal client's vision? Their vision is their highest vision for themselves. Again, this is about emotion. This is about helping them see what would be possible if they were to invest in your offering. And again, this is about showing them that you get them. You know what they want for themselves. So their vision is what they really want for themselves, their highest vision for themselves, where they want to be in the future. So, for example, if we go back to the example of the massage therapist, maybe, again, depending on what your particular vision and mission and ideal client are, what your soul, sacred purpose is, maybe your ideal client's vision is to feel like they can wake up every morning and not have to worry about pain in their body. Or maybe your ideal client's vision is that they have energy every day. Or maybe your ideal client's vision is that their foot feels really great all the time. So just like with GAP, you don't want to keep it at the surface level, but you want to take it a level deeper to that emotional place, right? So how does it feel? How would it feel if you never had to worry about your back pain? How would it feel if you had energy every day? Or to take it to the makeup artist, how would their ideal client feel if they knew how to use makeup and if they knew the right makeup that was right for them and their face and their skin tone? How would their ideal client feel if they knew they could go to a presentation and they looked professional, right? Whatever it is. What's the feeling? Is it confident? Is it alive? Is it energetic? Is it free? Is it balanced? Is it peaceful? And you don't have to just pick one, by the way, right? Because as you apply this marketing formula to the various different marketing avenues that you'll be applying to, you can give a couple of examples of GAP. You can give a couple examples of vision. Great. So once you've activated GAP, and once you've activated vision, you've done something that you've actually heard me talk a lot about in relationship to Brilliance Based System, which is you've described where your client, your ideal client or prospect is now, and you've also described where they want to be in the future. So you've described point A, where they are now, point B, where they want to be in the future, GAP vision, right? So the next part of the formula is bridge, and that is, what is the bridge that will help this prospect get from point A to point B, from their gap to their vision, from where they are right now to where they want to be in the future. Well, guess what? It's your brilliance-based system. Your brilliance-based system is the bridge. That's the process that you take people through that literally becomes the walkway from where they are to where they want to be, from how they feel now to how they want to feel in the future. So in the third part of the marketing formula, you want to show how you or your offering, your service, your product is the exact right bridge that can help take your prospect from where they are to where they want to be. And in the bridge section, depending on the marketing avenue, the marketing strategy that you're using, whether it's an enrollment conversation or presentation, you know, whatever it is, your newsletter, whatever it is, you may not write out your whole entire brilliance-based system, right? You might pick and choose different pieces of that system that apply most, depending on the space that you have in the marketing strategy that you're using. Or if it happens to be an enrollment conversation, because it's going to, you'll actually be able to specialize, you'll have heard what your prospect's gap is, you'll have heard what your prospect's vision is, so you can maybe pick the two or three pieces of your brilliance-based system that apply the most to them and to their gap and vision. You can describe to them the pieces that you see will help them the most get the results that they want. So the bridge is really, really important, and that's one of the reasons, again, why I emphasize brilliance-based system, because you want to be clear for yourself how you help folks. So many of us know we've got a great service, a great product, a great offering, whatever it is, but we don't know how to describe the value and describe how it fits in to our prospect's needs, and that's exactly what the BBS does. Finally, the last part of the formula, which is a really important part of the formula, and I have to say, if there's one thing that I see people skipping out on or poo-pooing or not fully engaging in, is this last part of the formula, but it's a really important part. And that last part of the formula is your call to action. You might hear me sometimes refer to it as your CTA, your call to action. So what's your call to action? Well, your call to action is your invitation to the prospect, whether you're in conversation with them or whether they're reading something that you've written, whatever it is, it's your invitation to them to take the next steps with you. I can't tell you how many times I see someone just do like such a beautiful job of explaining their service and this and that, but they don't have anywhere on the registration page of how to make it happen, how the prospect can step into that offering, right? So call to action is an invitation to the next step. And one of the reasons why it's so important is because we think sometimes when we're creating our marketing that people just get it, that, oh, if you like all this, then you just have to, you know, click there and you get what you want. But people need to be told what to do next. It's just sort of one of those human nature things, I promise you. So you want to have a call to action. Now, call to action can take lots of different forms. Sometimes your call to action, after you've activated gap, activated vision, shown how you're the bridge, sometimes the call to action is going to be, so are you interested in buying this service from me or buying this product, right? But sometimes the call to action, based on the marketing strategy that you're using, is, sign up for my newsletter here, right? Sometimes that's going to be the next step that people will take from you, right? So again, your CTA is going to completely vary based on what it is that you're serving and offering next, what the marketing strategy is and where it's going. But no matter what it is, whatever it is, you want to have a call to action in every single marketing avenue that you use, everything. And as you create your calls to action, I want you to see for yourself if you're feeling like that icky used car salesman, right? Because if there's a place where the lemon-selling salesman is coming into play, it's going to be in the call to action, right? Because that's the moment where you actually stand up for yourself fully and also stand up for your ideal client, because you want them to achieve the results that they want to achieve for themselves. It's a moment where you say, okay, take the next step with me. And sometimes that can feel a little eh. So I want you to pay attention to your CTAs and ask yourself, am I really giving it my all with this CTA? Am I kind of hiding out and not really inviting someone to the next step here, or am I being clear on why it's important for them to take the next step? Am I maybe bringing in a little bit of an element of urgency to help activate people even more? Am I letting them know that there are limited spots available, or that I have limited time available, or, you know, whatever it is? Are you being bold in your call to action? The more bold that you can be in your call to action, well, I don't want to say that, because sometimes it's important to be soft in your call to action, depending on what the marketing strategy is. But in the moments where it's important, where you want to stand up, you will have more people gladly step in to your offerings if you really strongly and boldly stand up in your call to action. Great. So again, this marketing formula that I just laid out is something that you can apply literally to any marketing strategy, solo email, newsletter, brochure, even business cards. It can be applied to enrollment conversations, presentations, posters, networking events, whatever it is. And what you'll all be receiving is a worksheet that lays all of this out. And the worksheet, I just want to let you guys know, the worksheet is actually meant to be reused over and over again. You can literally just print out a new worksheet whenever you're about to create a new marketing strategy, whatever it is, a new copy, and use the marketing formula worksheet as a prep form for that strategy, because depending on what you're offering, you know, gap might change a little bit, or vision might change a little bit, or what the bridge is might change a little bit. So, for example, I have other programs where the Brilliant Space System, it's with some more students of mine that are more advanced, and the system is different for them than for you. Their gaps are a little bit different than for you, so on and so forth, right? So that worksheet is really meant to be used over and over again. I'm sure you've got some questions on this. I know it's provocative material. I want to talk a little bit more about copy for right now, and then we'll open up for Q&A in about 15 minutes. Okay, so obviously with the soul-centered marketing formula, we've already begun to step pretty solidly into marketing formula, right? Because as I've mentioned, you can use that formula for marketing. But I do want to talk about some other elements of effective and soulful marketing copy, because writing copy is a skill. And it's a skill, just so that you all know, like I have it, I don't think anyone has fully mastered it. I'm always working on my copy skills. I'm always upping them. I'm always looking for more places. And it's, like I said earlier, it's something that can make or break interest in you and follow up and follow through with you. So I want to give you some principles for creating soulful and effective copy. The first is make it personal. So you've been hearing me talk about this already this whole entire call today, right? Create relationship. Make deep connection. Make it personal. And the piece of this that is so important is that instead of feeling like your copy needs to speak to every person in the world, I want you to understand and create your copy I want you to make it so that it's as personal as possible to your ideal client, right? You're not serving the entire world. And a big mistake that I see for folks is that in their marketing strategies, they try to speak to everyone out there because they're scared that if they don't speak to everyone out there, that they're not going to attract in enough clients. But the truth is, and I hope you've been able to see this already, even through the work we've done today and since the beginning of the program, the more you can hone in on your ideal client, on that person's needs and goals, and let them know that you understand them, the more successful you're going to be. They're going to know that you're talking to them. So you don't need to talk to the entire world. Principle number two, speak in your own voice. Actually, I want to go back to principle number one for a second because I want to give you a little tip for that. So in the making it personal, here's something that I like to do sometimes that I'll give you as a little challenge, and it can actually be really fun. When you go to write your marketing copy, instead of just like writing it out there for the world, I want you to either visualize one of your favorite clients who you've loved to work with, or visualize whatever an ideal client is. So it could be a particular person that you know that you've just loved to work with, that you've really helped, or just, you know, visualize that ideal person out there. And I want you to write your copy as if you were writing directly to that person. Block out everyone else and pretend like you're writing your copy as if it were made for that one person. It'll really help you hone in on making it personal and being highly effective. Okay, foundation principle number two for copy is to speak in your own voice. So I don't want you to try to sound like anyone else. I don't want you to try to sound like me or like whoever the guru in your field is, whatever it is, right? It's so easy to see people out there who seem like a really good model and you feel like you need to imitate them, but that's not true. It's really not true. The more that you can write in your own real, authentic voice, the more that you'll be able to really communicate with your ideal client. So if you've got a sense of humor, let your sense of humor come through in your copy. If you're super soulful, let that soulful energy come through in your copy. And then another tip in speaking in your own voice is, try to avoid using stock phrases or cliches. There's a lot of cliches out there, unless you really resonate with the cliche. If you resonate, it great, because if you resonate with it, your ideal client resonates with it. But again, you just want to use your own voice. You want to use your own languaging. If you like it, because your ideal client is a version of you, your ideal client will like it and resonate it and want to hear more about it. Next foundational principle for copy, most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time, you're going to want to make your copy conversational. So for the most part, you don't want to use formal language. I know we were all trained in grade school and high school and college to write in this formal language way, but what formal language does is it just knocks being personal out of the way. And again, if marketing truly is about creating relationship and connection, you want to be conversational in your writing. Now, there are some exceptions to this. So if you're writing a proposal for a large corporation that might become a client, or maybe you're writing a bio that would go, that would go into like a large corporation, if you're doing a lunch and learn for them or that kind of thing, then you maybe want to make it more formal, right? So you want to use the law of adaptation here, see who you're speaking to. But truly, by and large, newsletters, your personal bio, whatever it is, keep it conversational. Next foundational principle for copy is, you want to connect emotionally to the writing yourself. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Whatever it is that you're writing about, whatever angle that you're taking, you want to make sure that you're excited and passionate about it. You want to make sure it's something that excites you. Now, if your offerings are truly connected into your sacred purpose, which is your soul-centered vision, your soul-centered mission, your ideal client, that's going to just raise the chances of you feeling passionate and excited about what you're writing about, right? Because sacred purpose comes straight from you. That's why we did all of that foundational work. That your excitement and your passion will come through and be clear to your readers. Next foundational principle, as much as possible, you want to use client-centered language. So you want to use words like you and yours instead of people or us or we or women, right? You want to talk directly to your prospect. You want to use words like you and yours because you're not talking about theoretical people out in the world, right? You're talking directly to your ideal client. A place, again, where I see a pitfall here is I see a lot of people use the word we. We, blah, 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 blah. So often in the world, we, blah, 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 blah. Try and notice when you do that, and again, move it to you, to the word you or yours. Stay focused on your prospect and on your client. Next foundational principle, use power words and phrases. So what that means is in your copy, you want to use words and phrases that are going to catch your reader's attention. You want to use words and phrases that lets people know that your offering is really special. And the more that you can use power words and phrases, the stronger your copy will be, and also the more folks are going to pay attention to what you have to say. So words like powerful, groundbreaking, transformative, deeply moving, whatever it is that applies to your client's gap and vision, you want to use power words like that. Next foundational principle, probably don't need to say it, but just as a review, you always want to activate your ideal client's gap and vision. As we also looked at, next principle is you want your call to action to be clear. So again, you always want to have a call to action, whether that CTA is to sign up for your newsletter or to join a call or to buy a program or a service. Prospects and your community need to know what to do when they're on your website, when they go to your brochure, when they hear you in a presentation. So you want to tell them what to do next. And you want your CTA, again, to be, number one, you want it to be highly visible. So you want it to be in bold or you want a box around it. You want it to stand out because it's really important information. You don't want it to just be passed on by with, you know, everything else. You really want it to be visible. You want that CTA to stand out. You want it to be easy to understand. And in lots of cases, you may want to place your call to action more than once. So what I mean by that is, let's say you have a registration page for something on your website. Even though you're activating the formula of gap, vision, bridge, call to action, you don't only want the sign-up form at the bottom of your registration page. You want to place it a couple of times throughout the registration page just in case someone's read like halfway through and they're done, they're sold, they want it, they can just click right there instead of having to scroll all the way down. Same for a brochure. Next foundational principle, kind of obvious but important to mention, check your spelling and your grammar always. So it's okay if you have partial sentences in your copy, if that's part of your way of being conversational. But just make sure that there aren't any mistakes that you didn't intend. And what I would add to that is not just in spelling and grammar, but with numbers and times and dates. Next principle for soulful and effective marketing copy is you want to vary the types of sentences that you use. So you want to have variety of longer sentences and short sentences, maybe some bullet points, maybe some questions, maybe some longer paragraphs, maybe some shorter paragraphs. By varying it, by switching it up, it's going to keep the reader's attention. So you want to really pay attention to that as well as formatting. Make use of space throughout the copy to break the copy up a little bit, because readers can tend to be overwhelmed if they get a giant chunk of text to read. So if you can break it into smaller bites, maybe even with some photos or whatever it is, then it's much easier to read. Along with that is you want to be clear on what the right length for the copy is. Now, there aren't any hard and fast rules for this because it really truly depends on the type of marketing avenue that you're writing. But you want to know what's the approximate right length. That's going to depend, again, on the marketing avenue. So a newsletter article is going to be a different length than, you know, a paragraph blurb. But the other thing that the length of your copy is going to depend on is your ideal client. So, for example, if you serve harried, busy, overworked moms, they don't have time to read paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs, right? They're going to want shorter copy than some other people. So really that just goes back to knowing your ideal client, right? The more that you know your ideal client, the more you're going to know what the right amount of copy is for them, as well as, like we said earlier, gap, vision, bridge, all of that. So again, as you've heard me say so many times, marketing is about connecting deeply and creating relationships. So it goes with copy. You want your copy to almost be like a foot soldier out there that helps you connect and create relationships with your ideal prospect. It's not cookie cutter. It's something that you really want to feel authentic to you. You want your copy to feel like a natural extension of you. That's when it's going to be most effective. So first piece of homework is, if you haven't yet clarified your brilliance-based system as well as your offerings and your goals, I want you to do that. And second piece of homework is you'll be getting the marketing formula worksheet. And again, if you are actively creating new marketing strategies, I want you to use the worksheet. Even if you're not, I want you to still go through the worksheet. It'll be really enlightening. And again, that's reusable. You can reuse that worksheet whenever you need it. And as we look at different marketing strategies over the next weeks and months, you're going to want to go back to that. And then the third piece of homework is, if you have any existing copy, whether it's your homepage, on your website, brochure, whatever it is, your bio, that you've been feeling about, I want you to go back to it and I want you to apply the principles that we've looked at today, the marketing formula and the copy principles to it, and see if you can up-level it and tweak it and make it more effective. And that is our call for today. It has been an absolute joy to be here with you today and to share this material with you. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you do your homework. I hope that you stay on track. And I can't wait until we connect again. Have a wonderful day.